Good morning, Pym Arts High School. Today's date is Thursday, May 13th, 2021. This is Mr. Leaf with your morning announcements. Word of the day. Alex Stoner's word of the day is sesquipedalian, which is a very long word with many syllables. Sesquipedalian. Guess which teacher? Art Council is hosting a new game called Guess Which Teacher, in which a new photo goes up every Monday and Wednesday. Yesterday's baby photo was Nico. Did you get it right? Attention graduating seniors. This is a reminder to complete the senior name pronunciation form for the graduation ceremony. You can find the link to the form in the graduation information folder on your advisory Google Classroom. Do it now. It only takes 1 minute. Also, seniors, check your email right now for the link to vote for your class walk-off song and for the teacher who will speak at your graduation ceremony. Voting only open till Friday. Among Us event. Today, during Block 5, there will be an Among Us game event in the cafeteria. Students can join and play in person or call in and attend via Zoom. RSVP on the Student Activities Google Classroom page. Mask decorating. Next Tuesday, May 18th, spend Block 5 in the cafeteria decorating your very own mask or two. Combine safety and fashion in your very own creative style. RSVP to attend on the Student Activities Google Classroom page. PAM TSA. Hey, PAMsters. The PAM Transgender Student Alliance is open to all trans, non-binary, intersex, or genderqueer students and their allies. PAM TSA meets every Friday, 5th block. Hope to see you there. Random Recognition. Random Recognition celebrates the achievements and community efforts of you and your peers. Today, we recognize Cleo McGuigan. Cleo joined us mid-year, but has jumped right into all of her classes and participating in activities. Cleo, we are so glad you have joined our PIM community. Today's lunch, teriyaki chicken, Bosco sticks, marinara, black bean salsa, carrots, orange, strawberry banana applesauce. And the alternate today is a turkey and cheese ciabatta. These have been your morning announcements. Have a great day, everybody.
And now it's time for PIM's Daily Mindfulness Minute.
Good morning, everyone. Well, let's admit it. Most of the time, our brains are in overdrive. We're thinking a lot all day long, and often we don't even know it. We are stressed, we're happy, we're content, and at those times, we're also thinking a lot of things, but we don't recognize it. And sometimes our minds can play kind of mean tricks on us. They lead us into these traps, like with polarized thinking, when we can only imagine that there's just a purely good or a purely bad outcome available. And often it's more mixed than that. Or when our minds filter out a lot of details and only notice what's negative, we can start to think that there's only negative things happening in or around us. Or we make these overgeneralizations, coming to a big conclusion about a single thing that's happening with a single piece of evidence. Well, in these moments, it can be useful to have a grounding technique to help us to reorient to here and now, bringing us back into the present. So I'm going to teach you this 5-4-3-2-1 exercise. And this is how you do it. So anytime you're stressed, you can practice this if you'd like. So the first thing we do is to, in our minds, describe five things that we can see. It could be the chair you're sitting on, the ground beneath you, just five different things. And then we can name four things that we can feel. Might be your clothing, or your feet on the ground, or the temperature on your skin. And then name to yourself three things that you can hear. Noises are all around us. So just name three things that you can hear. And how about two things you can smell? And it might be just an ordinary smell that you might not even be able to really describe. But just two things that you can smell. And then finally, name one thing, one good thing about yourself. Could be an accomplishment, could be that you got up and made it to school today. But this is a way to counter some of those catastrophizing thoughts or filtering thoughts when we only notice the negative or only perceive a negative outcome. Just to remember one good thing about you.